Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
All aboard the night train.
Sunday night at 9 p.m. it's the night train.
A non-stop musical journey, taking in music from around the globe.
Funk, soul, rock and roll.
Latin scorchers. Scratchy 78s.
Deep gospel, Delta blues.
Heavyweight dub. Psychedelic nuggets. And a whole lot more.
The Night Train, Sundays 9 p.m. here on Sheffield Live.
The Breakdown. 4 o'clock classic.
Breakdown is anything but the same old show on your radio. But that was The Selector, and On My Radio is the 4 o'clock classic. I was surprised that it hadn't been one before. But as today is International Marconi Day, celebrating the inventor of the wireless radio.
Stuart Marconi.
Obviously, Stuart Marconi. He's a man of many skills and talents. I thought that it was an appropriate song to play this for you by the Two Tone Band. It was released as a single in October 1979, peaking at number 8 on the UK singles chart. What's the singles chart? The singles chart.
Singles chart.
And it remained there for 9 weeks on the charts, becoming their most successful single.
And I'm glad we finally got that played on The Breakdown. Me and Jen are still here through till 5 o'clock. There'll be another track from this week's album of the week from Metric in this hour, and lots of other stuff. And, well, we'll just get on with it, actually, shall we? Graham Coxon is releasing a never-before-heard solo album that recorded back in 2011 on the 19th of June, along with, I think, all his back catalogues being reissued, but these songs have never seen the light of day. If this one's anything to go by, it'll be quite a good album. Quite a good, that's faint praise, isn't it? It will be a good album. This is called Billy Says.
Thank you.
I didn't say the name of that album is Castle... Oh, sorry, missed the drum beat then. I didn't say the name of that album is Castle Park, but that's the name of it. It's out on June the 19th, and yeah, quite good. Graham Coxon, Billy Says. And somebody else returning now.
Yeah, Beck has been away for a little while. He, what has he been up to? He has released a new single this week called Ride Lonesome. It's produced by Beck himself and mixed by Nigel Godric. It follows the compilation Everybody's Gotta Learn Sometime that was released in January, which featured rarities, deep cuts and covers. And apparently he's working on an orchestral record to follow his last album from 2019's Hyperspace.
So this is Ride Lonesome, and I will follow this with Office Dog, who you were looking forward to hearing based on the name alone.
Yeah, it's a good name.
Yesterday, paper roses, they forgot to bloom. So walk away, hang your head upon the hollow moon. You got to ride.
You got to cry. so long. To the world is still a part of you. There's no song.
This is Dan Mangan, and you are currently listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Nicely done.
That was Office Dog and Gold Things I should have read if that was from an album while I was listening to that, but I didn't. Is that from an album? It looks like it. It is. It's on Bandcamp. Prime Corner is the name of the album. And I enjoyed that a lot. And it followed something from you. I forgot what it was.
Beck and Ride Lonesome, which was Beck's 25th play on the Breakdown.
Oh, hitting all the milestones today.
yeah.
Now, time for another cover.
Another cover. I've brought two today. So Dorian Electra is an American singer and songwriter known for their non-conforming fashion, queer aesthetics and experimental pop sound. They released a self-titled album of covers earlier this week, and I was very tempted by either Hella Good, Feel Good Inc. or Young Folks, but in the end I went with this. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. Yeah, Shakira's hips don't lie, and neither do Dorian Electra's.
And there's more like that on the album.
As I said, there's Hella Good and Feel Good Inc. and Young Folks, but there's also sort of more dream poppy ones of Tambourine Man and Scarborough Fair, amongst others.
Excellent stuff. Right, your treble seven is coming up in 10 minutes' time. Well, actually, maybe we've got time for three. But we're going to play the second track from this week's album of the week from Metric in a few minutes. Before that, a track from what was Stereo Gum's album of the week, Carla Dalforno's album Confession, was also out yesterday. From that, this is Alone With You.
Watching you touch my past. The Breakdown, Album of the Week.
I don't say what they want me to say. I rise and fall through the haze. You are exactly like me. Come up eventually.
Finish more suddenly than I was expecting. Romanticize the Dive is the 10th?
Yes. Yep,
10th album from Metric. And this week's Album of the Week on The Breakdown, that was Wild Rut.
And the 30th play.
30th play, woo!
Yep.
Streamers going off. And they are touring, as we... Did we mention it earlier on air? Or did we just talk about that
off air? We talked about it off air.
Yeah. They're touring the UK with Broken Social Scene and Stars. I say touring the UK. They're doing Glasgow, London and Manchester. It is a tour of sorts, but just the big places. And, yeah, that is in September. Right, nearly time for your treble seven. We might as well just do it now, because I haven't got a track short enough to fit into the time, anyway.
Okay,
we're close
then.
Enough to 4:30.
I'm happy to go now. So I'm going to do an all-new artist treble seven. Going to start off with Bone China and a track called Heaven Now. They are a London-based duo who blend lo-fi, indie rock and alt grunge. They released this as their debut single this week, following their recent signing to Blitzcat Records. Two other tracks after that, and I'll tell you about them when we come back.
As it came to me, and so we spoke the pocket drum.
The Breakdown, Treble 7.
Home with the keys to the locked door. Numbers running up and I got yours. Maybe we should lock it down, but we're not sure. Me and my lover at peace, yeah, we stop war. Why you carrying nines and Glocks for? Check the time, you should look at the clocks more. And it looks like we should be going forwards. No more, he say, she say. I got them nights in my mind on replay. Loved ones that I wish never went away. Said things that I thought they would never say. But okay, it's just life and the way it goes. Certain men are too fast, better get slow. Bet my life on your love and you best know.
Hi, this is Hazel Wild from Lanterns on the Lake, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
¿Qué tal? No esperaba tu llamada. Si quieres algo de mí, pues dímelo a la cara. No son tus ojos lo que me ten atrapada. Se me canta el lado del plan, he salido de la nada. Nada es un error si no esperas nada. Nada es un error, nada significa nada. Nada es un error si no esperas nada. Nada es un error, nada significa. Es que me haga falta, pero me voy a dejar querer. No me hace mucha gracia, no tengo nada más que hacer. Y te vas, pero nunca me olvidarás. Como el último cigarro. Palabras se descontrolan de promesas y cosas aburridas que tantas veces he escuchado en mi vida. Nada es un error si no esperas nada. Nada es un error, nada significa nada. Nada es un error si no esperas nada. Nada es un error, nada significa. Es que me haga falta, pero me voy a dejar querer. No me haces mucha gracia, no tengo nada más que hacer.
And that was my Treble 7. First of all, you heard Bone China and a track called Heaven Now. In the middle, there was Baby Father featuring Tyson with a track called ICL. Dean Blunt is a Nigerian-British singer-songwriter, musician, producer and contemporary artist who released a four-track EP under his baby father moniker this week. The track I played features vocals from the alt-R&B singer Tyson, who is Nina Cherry's daughter. And then following on with another Nepo baby, we had Ona Malfada with a track called Nada. She is a Spanish singer. She is the granddaughter of Simeon II, the last reigning Tsar of Bulgaria, and is a member of the former Bulgarian royal family and a princess of the House of Saxe-Coburg and Gotha-Kohari. So, as I said to Steve, not sure how she managed to get the funding together to put her music together.
Yeah, no idea.
But she released her debut EP in 2021, followed by her debut album, Ona, in 2023. This song, Nada, was released on the 14th of April, but I thought it was worth going back to.
Absolutely was. Enjoyed that a lot. Now, I am going to exercise my right to play my longest song, and it is Man, Woman, Chainsaw, who've now confirmed details of their debut album. Cannonball is coming out on the 7th of August via Fiction. We've already heard a single from it called Only Girl. Yeah, we played that one. This one is Nosedive. Man, Woman, Chainsaw and Nosedive from their debut album that is out in September. And also in September, is it September actually? I don't know if it is. Anyway, they're playing Sheffield in September on the 26th. It would make sense. They're touring around the album release. I've closed the tab that had that information on it. But yes, the album is out soon. That's me. It's over to you now.
Over to me.
Yeah, over to you.
This is one of the tracks I definitely wanted to play. Bleach 93 are originating from Dublin, having met in Alcoholics Anonymous, but they're now living in London. And the alt grunge band released Underrated as a single this week. They play at Leeds Brudenell on the 3rd of May.
And I will follow that. Oh, that's, yeah, part of the Gold Sounds All Day that Joel is going to, and I probably am. I'm going to follow this with some young upstarts called Duran Duran.
To The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
Ready for a connection. Make
Proud to play Duran Duran on the breakdown in 2026. Simon Le Bon's described that as disco for the 2020s.
Yeah,
they've made that with frequent collaborator Nile Rodgers. You can probably tell his fingerprints all over it, all his riffs. Yeah, and it was Bleach 9-3 before that, and Underrated.
It was. And another pick from me next, Bathing Suits. They released their debut EP, Kill Bathing Suits, yesterday via Underplay Records. And they're going to be playing in Sheffield at Gut Level on the 29th of May. This track is called Swan Princess.
Size in it is. just keeps going.
That's the latest single from Genesis Owusu, who's releasing an album, Red Star Woo and the Worldwide Scourge, on the world. On the world. In the world. No, when is it out? It's like the 15th of May. And that, yeah, it's the, I think it's the one, that's the fourth single, isn't it? That's come out from that. And second to be played in the breakdown. Thank you for coming in, Jen.
You're welcome. A pleasure as always. I've really enjoyed it.
Reached the end, almost. One more track to squeeze in. No sign of reggae time as yet. Hopefully they'll arrive during this song. This is a another new artist for the show. Norwegian? They're Australian. Where have they got Norwegian from? Because I play so much Scandinavian stuff. Australian duo Grace Sanders and Ezekiel Padmanabhan. There you go, by the name of Scratching. This is called Malvern Star. We'll see you next. I'll be back next week with John. You'll be back at some point in the future.
I will. See you soon.
Bye.
The sea.